You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Today, a big, heavy emphasis on the why it matters part. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We've got a number of things that we're going to update you on in the next little while, but thank you, thank you, thank you for your generosity so far. There are children whose lives are literally being rescued, 200 of them thus far, in a little forgotten town in a place you've never been to. We'll talk about it right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog.
It has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Now, I should retract what I just said, because for most of the people listening, you haven't been there. But for the man that's sitting in studio with me, he has. So I need to rephrase what I just said. But we're talking about this little town called Savoncabrite in the island nation of Haiti, which, if you've listened to my show for any length of time, you already know a lot of things about Haiti. It's the poorest country in our hemisphere. It is the third poorest country on Earth, sometimes vying for number two or number one. But it has been ravaged by earthquake, tsunami, hurricane, flooding, drought, which seems odd given all those other conditions. And the combined process of all of that in the last few years has been basically a chunk of land that is not capable of growing much food, and it will take time to continue to rebuild from all the natural disasters that have occurred. So in the meantime, there are children that are going days at a time without eating, and that have, as Todd Chapman said earlier in our time together, they drip by drip every sip of water that they take, they are drinking water that is killing them. And so this is the reality of where WMCA and Kevin McCullough Radio and Food for the Poor come together and are stepping into the lives of these Haitian children in Savoncabrite. Todd Chapman, welcome back. It's good to have you back with us. It's exciting to see that we're nearly 40% of those 520 children cared for, but that means there's about 321 kids that have still not yet been reached, and it would be great if we could get that number to under, say, 200 in the next hour.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Let's see if we can't just put a challenge right out of the box. You know, Kevin and I are going to be dialoguing, and I'll be sharing some stories, but nothing so compelling and so riveting that if you make a phone call right now to save a child, you're going to miss anything. The most gratifying part of what we're going to do here during this hour is give you the opportunity to actually love on one of these or several of these kids when you call 855-909-4673. But if you don't want to risk or miss these amazing stories, then why don't you go ahead and make that phone call right now and just get it out of the way. And let me remind you that we have a friend of Food for the Poor who is on board again during this hour, and they are going to double whatever you give. So this is a great opportunity for you to be extra generous. Now, Kevin, you know, whenever I talk about this friend of Food for the Poor that's you know, matching child for child what our WMCA family does, it's not without risk, because, look, I'm part Dutch, and if you know anything about the Dutch heritage, you know that Dutch people are tighter than two coats of
stingy.
Paint. Yeah, very stingy. Okay, so, you know, when I hear about a buy one, get one, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm all over that. And when I hear about these matching opportunities, yeah, my tendency and my humanness and my cheapness and my, you know, stinginess is to say, oh, good, well, then instead of giving $50, I'll just give $25, because, in essence, it's giving $50. Can I encourage you to do the exact opposite of that? because of this matching opportunity. Can I encourage you to allow that to be extra motivation for you to be extra generous? Because think about it this way. You know, the multiplier on this is spectacular. If you, instead of, you know, giving $50, would give $100, then you would be quadrupling your original intent. You see how I got to that math? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that the way that God works, right? Exceedingly abundantly, all we can ask or think. That's what the scripture tells us. So you're thinking, well, maybe I could save one child with a $50 gift. I want to challenge you, make it $100, because then you're saving not just one, but four children, giving them food for a year and water for life. So if that connects with you, you want to be a part of this today, would you call right now? How about three of you on the phone right now with your best gift, whatever that looks like, 855-909-4673. Or Kevin, we also have that special mobile #250 number that you can tell them about.
#250 on your smartphone. And what happens is when you hit send, you get a operator that comes back and says, can I have your keyword? And you say Haiti, which is the place that we're helping, keyword Haiti, when you get that prompt. And then you're able to be connected to the Food for the Poor phone center, and they take your gift just as though you had dialed the number. But it's a little bit easier, a little bit more hands-free way of doing that. And then you can also give online, am570themission.com. You can give. It takes literally less than 2 minutes to do, and would make such a difference. And Todd, I'm thinking as we are thinking what you just challenged about the matching gift challenge, it really is a way, like, you know, the New Testament says that we're supposed to be diligent about trying to spur one another to do more good things as opposed to fewer ones. Right. And this is the way that somebody that's already going to give has said, I can try to spur one, you know, one more person on to give as well. And so if we look at it from the Todd Chapman Dutch viewpoint of, you know, I only have to do half as much to get as much done, we're really missing the intent of both scripture, but also the giver of the matching gift, because the matcher wants to see more good work done and not less. And it's a really fun way to do it. It's oftentimes, Todd, sometimes we get someone like this that'll do this, that then that'll domino effect into someone else that will say, oh, you know what? I could do that too. And it would be really cool if somebody called and said, you know, I want to make sure my gift gets matched. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to give a $2,500 gift on behalf of my business. And I'd like to challenge the next, 20 people to follow my lead and do the same thing. And give, you know, a $50 one-time gift or whatever. But to have even multiple matching challenges going on is sometimes really exciting, because then it's like a 2-to-3-to-1 match. And friends, the point of all of it is what Todd was just saying. It's not so that we can just do a little bit and then we got the same amount of stuff done. No, it's to do more. It's to help more kids. It's to make sure that we're leaning forward into the need, not lagging behind it. So call that number, 855-907-4673. And Todd, you did come bearing stories and promised to introduce us to some people. So you've just returned from Savan Cabrit. Who are you going to tell us about?
Well, I want you to hear the voice of Fabiola. This is a mother that I met when I was in Haiti just this, it was in February. It seems like just yesterday, but it was actually February already. And she is a mom who lives along with her family in Savan Cabrit. And I want you to hear about her daily struggle for survival.
Fabiola.
Yes.
My name is Fabiola. How many kids does she have?
Three
children. This is the youngest.
Oh, oui, un petit fille.
A little girl.
Beautiful. How old?
Oui.
Il fait fête, oui.
A year.
Mm-hmm. This is her home. It's 8x8, probably. Adobe mud, sticks, dirt floor, zinc roof with holes. Can you ask her about living in this house and how it affects her family?
Ils sont allés pour nous car la famille là.
Ça aide même. Et maman garçon,
qui j'aime dormir dans la
maison.
J'aime vivre dans la maison.
Et mal vivre parce que la vie.
Living here is really bad. Whenever it rains, I get wet. I don't have food to eat. I can't feed myself or the kids. And when it rains, it's really hard for us to be in here.
What about water?
Qui va prendre de l'eau pour boire, Fabiola?
Je prends de l'eau dans mon tuyau.
Qui bon?
Mon tuyau ballon.
I have to travel all the way to Ballon to get water from a pipe, otherwise.
How far is that?
Ballon is at the entrance where the road was still good.
Okay, instance. So that was about a 20-minute drive for us back here in vehicles, and so by walking, probably be a long way.
An entire family living in a room smaller than the smallest bedroom in my house, you know, having to walk miles to get water. The kids unable to go to school, going to bed afraid every night because there's no food for the next day. It's a day in the life, Kevin, in the folks in Savan Cabrit, Haiti. But, friend, you can make a huge difference in their lives right now because of your love and your generosity.
And we don't want to leave one of the 321 kids behind that have not been reached yet. We've cared for nearly 200, and that is a tremendous start. And those 200 children have been rescued for the coming year and water for the rest of their life. But there are 321 that are still at risk. Would you help us right now? A gift of $150 will save three of them. And again, that turns into six when you call right now. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or online at am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. The next Salem Business Breakfast is on April 19th at the Wanaque Academic Center at Passaic County Community College, right off 287. Come for networking and a delicious breakfast by DR Catering. Steve Adubato will moderate a panel discussion on succeeding as an entrepreneur with Bernard Carrick, former New York City Police Commissioner, John Bramnick, assemblyman and partner at Bramnick Law, Susan Safis, owner of Rhino Shield of New York, and Phil Van Horn, CEO of Blue Rock Energy. Joe Piscopo and the AM 970 morning team will be broadcasting live from 6 to 10 a.m. at the college. Bring lots of business cards for networking and to enter to win great prizes, including an Apple TV. The event is free, but you have to register. Get your free tickets to the Salem Business Breakfast on April 19th at am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com. The Salem Business Breakfast is sponsored by Blue Rock Energy and L'Artigiano Gelato. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every single week, we promise you that you'll hear from Mike Connors answer a very specific question from a listener regarding elder care and estate law and some of the ramifications of what that means to our life. Do you have a will? Are you set in case something happened? Well, that's what Connors and Sullivan are all about, and that's what Mike Connors, who's with us every single week, seeks to help people with as well. And you can hear his broadcast Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday evenings at 6 on AM 970 The Answer. But Mike, this week, Luca wrote us and had this question. I have a will that was done years ago, and the witnesses to my will have since passed away. Is there any problem? Should I sign a new will with new witnesses? Mike Connors, what's the best way to go?
All right. Ordinarily, it's not a problem in and of itself. But if the will was signed so many years ago, procedures have changed slightly. The law has not changed. Procedures have changed. So if the signatures of the witnesses to the will were notarized, we're probably okay. If they were not notarized, which was not the procedure, let's say, about 30 years ago now, then I would update the will, because in that case, what we would have to do, if we needed to probate the will, we would have to get somebody who could identify the signatures of the witnesses and say, yes, that was my uncle's signature or whatever, and that's a true copy of his signature. And sometimes tracking down people after 30 years is not easy.
Yeah. Well, that
better to update it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's better to just get the update. Friends, maybe you have a will that you've got the same question about, or maybe you have another question about your will. Obviously, listen to Mike Connors on Ask the Lawyer every weekend, but also call his office because his entire team is ready to help you. 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You can also leave a question for him for the Ask the Lawyer question each week, or you can email them at mikeconnors@gmail.com, mikeconnors@gmail.com. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to buy or lease your next new car knowing you got it for less than any dealer price? How would you like to know that you can also get the same insurance coverage for that car for less as well? How would you like to have someone else do all the legwork and even deliver your new car right to you? And do all of this without wasting time in a car dealership? If that sounds too good to be true, well, it's not. Buy or lease the new car you've been looking for at the price, the best price available, through Vineyard Auto Group. The Christian principles Vineyard Auto Group has built their business on provide added security. Call Vineyard Auto Group at 866-965-AUTO or visit vineyardautogroup.com. That's vineyardautogroup.com.
or call 866-965-AUTO.
Ah, it's finally springtime. Did you know it's the busiest time of year for engagements and weddings? Do you know someone that's getting engaged or is planning a wedding? If so, make sure you tell them to go to Lord's Diamonds and see my good friend Anu. She has a special relationship with Kevin McCullough listeners spanning so many years I've practically forgotten how long. Because of her honesty, integrity, Christian values, she cares so much about making her clients happy. All of that, and she's going to take $500 off the price of wedding bands just because you're part of the Kevin McCullough radio family. Also, if you were married years ago, couldn't really afford the ring of your dreams like was the case in my house, maybe the time is right to go get that special love, the ring she's always dreamt of. I bought my lovely bride new custom designed pieces from Anu, and let me tell you, I will never go anywhere else ever again, nor should you, or your family or friends. Not only did Lords work within my budget and give me great ideas, they designed a ring that helped people fawn all over it. And in addition to the follow-up, the caring, Lords Diamonds, that's unmatched anywhere. Call to set up an appointment with my friend Anu right now, 212-789-8500. Tell her that Kevin McCullough told you to call. That's Lords Diamonds. And don't forget, $500 off the wedding bands. Call 212-789-8500. 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500 or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. It is Kevin McCullough, and it is day number three of trying to rescue 520 children that have been identified by Food for the Poor that are in extreme circumstances, some of them going many days without food, and friends, some of them on the edge of death. Seriously, if they're not fed, they will not survive, and you have the chance to not only rescue them for the next year food-wise, but to guarantee that they have clean drinking water for the rest of their life. It's a really remarkable program by Food for the Poor. Todd Chapman is back with us. And, Todd, there's nothing more powerful to me than when you tell us about some of the people that live there. And you just were there. You were just in the town, Savan Kabrit, where most of the 520 children that we're helping are residing. And walk us to that empty field where the Dole plant used to be and how kind of devastated the landscape is now and what these children are facing each day.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to do that. Let me, before I dive into that story here, let me just thank a list of some heroes here. And by the way, I want to add your name to this list. It's a growing list of folks that are getting on board. Thank you, Delray from Brooklyn, just gave a $100 gift, saving four kids with food for a year at Water for Life. Thank you, Delray. Joan from the Bronx, she said, "Hey, I want to save, Kevin, this is a $300 gift. So by the time you factor in the doubling on this, it's going to be 12. Doubled to 12 kids.
Wow.
So that's a family plus right there. Thank you, Joan, for giving. And then Eliana from New York, she said, "Hey, three kids, a $150 gift. Absolutely. It's a done deal. All three of those folks have been friends of Food for the Poor before. They're back giving again. Thank you so much. You can join with these folks and become a hero. I'm a superhero, a lifesaver, a people lover with the love of Jesus. 855.
Todd, go ahead. Before you get to that, going back to the story, 855-907-4673, you were going to say.
Yes.
I just want to make note of something you just pointed out, and that these friends have given before. And what I often find and hear from Food for the Poor partners is that once they have the first time, they often come back and give more.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because they have seen their dollars do what they were told they would do the first time,
right.
And they know that it's a better investment now in what is happening. So today it's rescuing more kids than it was last year for people that have given before. And I just think it's really important. People that gave in the past, they're giving again for a reason, and it's because they know what Food for the Poor is doing.
Yeah, because, you know, when you give to Food for the Poor, obviously we're going to put you on a mailing list to keep you updated with what we do. But as you get the newsletters and things, you begin to really see with your own eyes the impact that your gifts are making. And so I find it very motivating, Kevin. I find it motivating to look at the pictures, to read the stories in our newsletters and things like that you get. For me, again, that's one of those things that spurs me on, even as my family and I are donors to Food for the Poor. And I love seeing the life change that you can bring today. So I hope that you'll give. I hope that you'll join our growing family. So let me take you to Savan Kibrit. So we've already told you it's only about 30 miles from Port-au-Prince, the capital city, but it takes about 2 hours to get there from by vehicle. And ultimately, you're going to have to get in a four-wheel drive or a horse or something, because the roads getting back in there are impassable by anything other than those type of modes of transportation. And it's a community of about 300 families, cut off from the outside world, slowly wasting away. Their only water source is a just dingy, dirty irrigation canal called the gutter. And I visited it while we were there. I've been there two times now. And every time I went, it was full of people bathing. Animals were in there. They were washing dishes and pots and pans. I even saw a guy one time kind of washing his carburetor in his motorcycle or something. I mean, it was just, you know, and that's the water that they have to drink from. They don't have a choice. And so obviously not good. And several moms told me on my visits there that their kids have contracted cholera from that water. Now, cholera can kill you in 48 hours. It's nothing to mess around with. So, you know, obviously that's not a good situation. You add to that the fact that there's no jobs, there's no food that's growing in there, especially because of this drought right now. And so this is a community that ultimately these people will die if they're not able to be saved. And how can you save people from that situation? You're either going to have to relocate them, which is not likely because these people actually own the little pieces of land that they've got there and they don't have the money to move, or you're going to have to transform that community. And that's what Food for the Poor is going to do. But for Kevin, all of the work that we do in every country we work in, it always begins with food and water. Because you see, before you can change someone's life, when they're dying from lack of food and water, you have to save their life. So we save their lives so that we can ultimately change their lives through education, through the building of schools, through self-sustainability programs and things like that. And we've seen tremendous life change in numerous communities in the 17 countries that we work in. But it all begins with food and water. So friends, we're asking you to kind of be the first one up the hill, the first one through the wall, if you will, and to come into the village of Savan Kibrit with the hope and the love of Jesus Christ by giving food for a year and water for life. And when you give that, you're going to be ministering to a mom like Ghislaine, a mom that I just talked to when I was there last time, and she was holding her obviously malnourished baby on her hip, about 18 months old. I knew she was malnourished because her hair was turning orange, and that's what happens to kids in Haiti when they don't have enough food. And I asked Ghislaine, I said, do you pray? And she just looked at me square in the eye, and she said, almost defiantly, she said, no, I don't pray. So I don't believe she's a follower of Jesus Christ. So I kind of regrouped a little bit, and I said, well, what gives you hope? And she said, you know, I feel hope because you're here. And she wasn't talking about Todd Chapman. She was talking about Food for the Poor, because she had begun to see our trucks coming and going, and some homes, new homes, were going up in the community. She knows that something is happening there, that hope is actually finally coming after years of her hoping and all of those hopes being dashed. And Kevin, here's what I believe. As our work reaches Ghislaine and her family, I believe that if she's not a Christian, she will become a Christian, because she will see with her own eyes the transformative work of the love of Christ in the form of food, in the form of water, in the form of homes, in the form of fields that will suddenly come to life because of the new irrigation system we're going to put into that community. And I believe that that love, demonstrated so tangibly, is going to ultimately change her life and the lives of her children. And at the end of the day, that's why we do what we do at Food for the Poor. We're not just a humanitarian aid organization. We're an organization that wants to bring life change through the power and the love of Jesus Christ. But we can't do it without generous donors, just like our WMCA family right now, just like you, friend, that would say, you know what? I want to be a part of that. I see what God is doing there in Savan Kibrit, and I'm going to lend a hand. I'm going to put my hand to the plow. So I hope you'll call right now and get on board.
Yeah, and you can do it, friends. It's so easy. It's a phone call away, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. And when you give a gift right now, as Todd has mentioned, as we've mentioned throughout the hour, up until the end of this hour, every child we help will be doubled by a very good friend of Kevin McCullough and WMCA and Food for the Poor, someone that has done this time and time again, but they are, again, stepping up to the plate, encouraging you to do more. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Call right now or online at am570themission.com.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me, and I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code THEMISSION, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEMISSION.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or a corporate event, birthday or anniversary party, bar or bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed, and the memories will last a lifetime. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. She's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet, then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and I'm telling you, it's good, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her today. Tell her Kevin McCullough said hi when you call, adding that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. That's 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or franstouchofclass.com. 212-385-9400.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Couldn't be happier, friend, than to have you with us. And as we have been excitedly watching the number of children be counted off, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, as we see them kind of going from one side of the room to the other, the side that does not have food for the next year to the side that does, we are excited. But we're also concerned because the side of the room that has kids that have been spoken for,
is still smaller than the one that has children that haven't been. And so what we're trying to do is ask you in this hour, can you help us get at least 122 kids cared for in just this hour? And if you give this hour, your number of children that you help are going to be doubled, and that's going to make a huge difference. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Todd Chapman is back with us from Food for the Poor, and Todd is one of those guys that works tirelessly, both when he gets into the radio stations and begins to tell the stories of the children that he meets, but also in going to the field and seeing them firsthand. He's invited me on a couple of occasions, and I've been honored to be able to go. It is really a moving thing to see what Food for the Poor on the ground is actually affecting. And Todd, I like to think, I mean, my listeners know that we discuss a lot of government policy and politics and what's going on in the world today. And you see all kinds of, quote, solutions that are being put forward. Well, Food for the Poor is not interested in any of that. They are out there doing it. they don't care about engaging conversation about how to do it. They just know that hungry kids need to eat. And so they're taking food to them and making sure that they don't die tonight by getting them fed. And that's what that's one of the reasons why I love them. The other is that they are so gospel centric. The love of Jesus goes in every bowl of food and with every worker that goes to them. Friends like our good friend Angel Aloma, who goes and continually reminds, you know, what the love of Jesus actually looks like in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. So I just want to take a second to say congratulations to Food for the Poor and to you, Todd, and to Angel and everybody else, because you're reminding all of us, even in your very existence, that we can make a difference, and the church especially can be powerfully effective.
Well, I appreciate that, Kevin, but I want to just remind folks that if Food for the Poor is an engine, then our donors are the fuel for that engine. You are the gasoline, because an engine doesn't do anything if it doesn't have something to make it run, and you make Food for the Poor run with your generous donations. We have about 2 million people that support Food for the Poor at any given moment throughout any given year, and it's honestly, it's not people giving big gifts for the most part. It's people just like you that are giving $50 and $150 and $200 here and there, and you just you hear about what God is doing, you say, you know what, I want to be a part of that. And so thank you for being fuel to keep this this machine running. I wanted to share real quickly, Kevin, when I was in Haiti last time, I was visiting with our executive director there, Bishop Auger. And he was telling me about a meeting that he had with the fairly newly appointed president of Haiti. And, if you've been following the headlines at all, we talked about how Haiti's been under a drought, but they also had a couple big hurricanes that hit last year. And in the aftermath of one of those hurricanes, the president, who was really new in the chair at that point, called all of the heads of the NGOs in to discuss, what they could do to meet the needs of post-hurricane battered Haiti. And so there's Bishop Auger in a room with all these other guys, and the president says, okay, we need this. We need some homes in this particular area that was hard hit. And he said, who can tackle that? And Bishop Auger said, well, Food for the Poor is already at work. We're scheduled to build X number of homes in that community in the next 3 months. And so the president said, great. Great to hear it. So then he said, what about these banana trees? We've had some old growth banana trees that have been taken out. We need to, work on replacing those. And Bishop Auger raises his hand and he says, well, here's what we've got going agriculturally, and here's the plan. And the president says, thank you. And he goes on down his list. So the meeting's adjourned. Bishop Auger goes back to the Food for the Poor headquarters. He said he gets a call about an hour later from the president. And he says, Mr. President, he said, I just wanted to thank you for your time today. He said, I'm new to this chair, but he said, it became very apparent to me in that meeting that there are two NGOs at work in Haiti today. Food for the Poor and all the others. Yeah. And I say that not to, prop up Food for the Poor, but I say that to say this. I believe that brings glory to God, because God is the heartbeat of all that we do. And you, as our donors, are the fuel for all that we do. So when man and government officials look on Food for the Poor and say, oh, it's amazing what you're doing for the country of Haiti or for the country of Guatemala, we say, well, all glory to God, because we're doing it because God has called us to do this, to show his love to our fellow man. Because what does the Bible say? They will know we are Christians by our love. So, friends, I want to challenge you. Will you be a part of showing love in a tangible way today as you give your generous gifts to Food for the Poor?
855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. And right now it's particularly important because as the clock ticks down, we're getting closer and closer to the end of this hour, and that matching gift is in effect. And so we want you to take advantage of that right now. Please, please, please make the call. Now's the time. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Kevin McCullough is my name. Glad you're with us. And please do all that you can to help. It's really urgent. 855-907-4673. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you've got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, I want you to talk to my very good friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. Why? Because as the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she sees people with pain all the time. And she is the best when it comes to non-surgical spinal decompression. What I love about this lady is her commitment to eradicating the pain and not using scary injections and surgery. No, she wants to make sure your spine is healthy, so she gives you the complete diagnosis. And if you've got a bulging disc or spinal stenosis or herniated disc, she's going to point you in all the right directions, the natural directions that will not cut on your body or put shots in your system. Please call and find out more, because she's going to help you not only alleviate the pain, but do things like walk freely again or play with your children or grandchildren. Dial 800-707-5010. That's 800-707-5010. It's the Brooklyn Spine Center. Or go to BrooklynSpineCenter.com. That's 800-707-5010.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5496.
This is today's Entertainment Answer. I'm Matt Mungle. How committed were the cast and crew to the movie musical The Greatest Showman? Co-star Zac Efron says, a lot.
Everybody gave their absolute maximum effort. I mean, not just the performers. Performers aside, every single person involved in this movie made these numbers come together. And we ended up with something I think that's truly going to be magical.
The PG-rated The Greatest Showman, now on Blu-ray and DVD. For more Entertainment Answers, visit the family section of MungleShow.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. The next Salem Business Breakfast is on April 19th at the Wanacue Academic Center at Passaic County Community College, right off 287. Come for networking and a delicious breakfast by DR Catering. Steve Adubato will moderate a panel discussion on succeeding as an entrepreneur with Bernard Carrick, former New York City Police Commissioner, John Bramnick, assemblyman and partner at Bramnick Law, Susan Safis, owner of Rhino Shield of New York, and Phil Van Horn, CEO of Blue Rock Energy. Joe Piscopo and the AM 970 morning team will be broadcasting live from 6 to 10 a.m. at the college. Bring lots of business cards for networking and to enter to win great prizes, including an Apple TV. The event is free, but you have to register. Get your free tickets to the Salem Business Breakfast on April 19th at am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com. The Salem Business Breakfast is sponsored by Blue Rock Energy and L'Artigiano Gelato.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
855-907-4673. People to thank, Todd Chapman, people that have called in the last little bit and have said, yeah, I'm standing with you.
Yeah, absolutely. William from Freeport, New York, just gave a gift of $150. Thank you, William. He's a repeat giver to Food for the Poor. Felt so good the first time, he said, I got to do that again. I love saving these kids. This is awesome. So thank you, William. Your gift is doubled by our friend of Food for the Poor this hour. That will save six kids. Food for a year, water for life. And then Allison from Ridgefield, Connecticut, she said, hey, same thing. I want to save six kids, so here's my $150. And again, she has given before. And then Jane, she's the outlier here. She's from Tenafly, New Jersey. She said, hey, I'm a first timer, but I'm hearing these amazing stories and I got to get in on this. So I'm going to jump in with $100 to save four kids. Thank you, Jane. Welcome to the Food for the Poor family. We're grateful. So grateful for your gifts today. Friends, you can join these kind, compassionate folks. They're saving lives with every phone call. You can do the same thing. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Everything this hour being matched by a very generous donor. So I know you don't want to miss that opportunity. Kevin, do I have time to share something from Angela Loma?
Please do.
Okay, so Angela Loma is our executive director at Food for the Poor, and he really is the heartbeat of what Food for the Poor is all about. He's been with Food for the Poor for 16 years. He's traveled to these countries numerous times, speaks five languages, but most of all, most importantly, he has a heart for the Lord and he has a heart for people. And I just want you to hear him talking about the challenge that all of our poor brothers and sisters face every single day, and I guarantee this will make you think a little bit.
We use the word nothing very lightly in this country. I remember my children and now my grandchildren opening a refrigerator loaded with food saying there is nothing to eat in this house. I know that many women walk into a closet chock full with clothes and oftentimes say I have nothing to wear. But in our countries, nothing is very, very literal. It's a word that is used in the fullness of its meaning, zero. These families, they have no change of clothing. They have no place to live. They have no jobs, no source of income. So their last resort is to go to the garbage dump. Horrible as it is, with the terrible stench, with the flies and the vultures and the animals scavenging, they go there to try to find food for their children. They go there just like the pigs and the goats and the dogs to try to survive by finding something to eat, by finding a discarded piece of clothing, by finding a discarded piece of furniture that they might use in their makeshift home right on the dump or on the periphery of the dump. So basically, this is their only means of survival.
My very first trip into the developing world was with Food for the Poor in 1999. And I was in Jamaica, and 90 minutes after landing in that country, and by the way, Jamaica is a far sight better than Haiti as far as poverty. But I found myself standing on a mountain of garbage, fighting back the flies, trying to keep them out of my mouth, battling that stench. And I looked on Kevin in shock and awe, and then tears eventually came to my eyes because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Hundreds of people. Children included, scavenging that mountain of garbage, just trying to survive, pulling out food, cans, bottles, anything they could, anything that had value, anything they could use to live another day. And I couldn't believe that human beings actually lived that way. Sure, I knew about poverty in my mind, but I'd never seen it with my own eyes. Angel talks in that piece of audio about it's their last resort. My question to you, friend, is what do you do when your last resort is actually your best opportunity for survival? That's pretty poor. When your last resort, going to a garbage dump, is your best opportunity to survive, you and your kids, that's a situation that needs to be rectified. And that's the opportunity you have today, friend, to reach into that darkness, that hopelessness, that despair. Because there are people, try to wrap your mind around this. We met a man in Central America on a garbage dump, and we engaged him in conversation on Hell and I, and he asked him, he said, how long have you worked here on the dump? And the man said, and he had to be in his 50s or 60s. And he said, I've been here since I was a boy. Mm. Can you imagine living your entire life, day after day, after week, after month, after year, going to the garbage dump, digging through garbage just to survive? That's not the way God wants it to be. That's not the way God intends it to be. That's not how a precious child of God should live. And I don't pretend to understand why things are the way they are, but here's what I do know. God wants to use you right now to show his love and actually lift people out of that poverty. And I know it can happen because I've seen it so many times with my own eyes. I've met families that were living on the dump that now aren't living on a dump because someone like you cared enough to respond and give a gift. And so, friends, I'm hoping you're the next person that cares enough to respond and to show Jesus' love to one of these families.
The number is 855-907-4673. Friends, we started the hour with the hope that we could maybe rescue another 120 or so of these children. That would put us at less than 200 to go as we head closer to the weekend. And friends, we think of how much time we have in America to just, be able to get our priorities taken care of. I was thinking about this, Todd, this week. People are paying off credit card bills from Christmas still, right? Mm-hmm. So they're like, well, I've got another year to pay all that off. We don't have a year to save some of these kids' lives. We don't even have another week in some cases. In some cases, these children are so food impoverished that they need stuff immediately. And when you give your gift on your credit card today, Food for the Poor is already at work. They can get food to that child all that much faster. But one thing that does not help is when we sit and go, we confuse the nodding of the head with the doing of the deed. Too many times we sit there and we go, wow, you know what Todd and Kevin are telling us? That's really, I mean, it happens to me all the time. I come up in a situation where listeners are at and they'll come up to say, Kev, we're so grateful. You tell us about all those really important things that are going on and you ask us to help. And sometimes I'm tempted, Todd, to say, and how many times did you help last year? I never do it. I never say it. But in the back of my head, because too many times that's the position I find myself in. Let me just be transparent. Mm. I nod my head and I say, wow, that's really important. We should do something about that. Sure. But friend, God wants to move us from nodding our head and going, wow, that's really important, to actually digging out our credit card and saying, okay, Lord, what would you have me do? Right. And if you are insisting, friend, on wanting to follow God in your walks of life, helping the poor is attached to it. You cannot study the Bible too much that you take away the idea that you can't help those that are in need around us. And there's no one in more need in our hemisphere than the children of Haiti, particularly the children of Savan Cabrit. It's the most forgotten place on our side of the world. But we can do something about it right now. 855-907-4673. Ah, it's finally springtime. Did you know it's the busiest time of year for engagements and weddings? Do you know someone that's getting engaged or is planning a wedding? If so, make sure you tell them to go to Lord's Diamonds and see my good friend Anu. She has a special relationship with Kevin McCullough listeners spanning so many years I've practically forgotten how long. Because of her honesty, integrity, Christian values, she cares so much about making her clients happy. All of that, and she's going to take $500 off the price of wedding bands just because you're part of the Kevin McCullough radio family. Also, if you were married years ago, couldn't really afford the ring of your dreams like was the case in my house, maybe the time is right to go get that special love, the ring she's always dreamt of. I bought my lovely bride new custom design pieces from Anu, and let me tell you, I will never go anywhere else ever again, nor should you, or your family or friends. Not only did Lords work within my budget and give me great ideas, they designed a ring that helped people fawn all over it. And in addition to the follow-up, the caring, Lords Diamonds, that's unmatched anywhere. Call to set up an appointment with my friend Anu right now. 212-789-8500. Tell her that Kevin McCullough told you to call. That's Lords Diamonds. And don't forget, $500 off the wedding bands. Call 212-789-8500. 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500 or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Don't miss the Salem Business Breakfast on April 19th at the Wanacue Academic Center of Passaic County Community College. Come for breakfast, networking, and a panel discussion on succeeding as an entrepreneur. Plus, we're giving away an Apple TV. Tickets are free at am570themission.com.
In 1517, a young, passionate monk and theologian posted a list of 95 statements challenging the Roman Catholic Church. That document reformed the Christian faith forever. Now, you can step in front of those very church doors, along with teaching pastor Alistair Begg, during the Reformation Tour and River Cruise, July 31st through the 12th. Visit the fascinating sites that were integral to the Reformation movement. For all the details to travel with teaching pastor Alistair Begg, visit am570themission.com or call 855-565-5519.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, Todd Chapman, final few minutes on this edition of Kevin McCullough Radio, and thank you for being here. That means also a final few minutes for you to take advantage of this matching challenge that is in effect for this hour. You need to call 855-907-4673. Why? Because every child that you help is going to be doubled. So you help one, someone else is going to help one. You help 50 with a gift of $2,500. Maybe you want to do it on behalf of your business, of your company. We'll give you a complimentary advertising campaign on our radio stations here in New York if you're willing to do that. But right now, if you do it right now, you're not helping 50 kids. You're helping 100 children. So you need to make the call, 855-907-4673. Todd Chapman, I kind of filibustered all the way to the commercial break, and you had some more to add to the thoughts about nodding heads versus doing the work. Mm.
Well, I wanted to just encourage, as we get ready to say goodbye for now, I wanted to encourage you, friends, if you're still not convinced and still not sure that maybe this thing of serving the poor is something that you are called to do. And I say that because I've actually had a conversation a number of times with believers that say, hey, it's great what you guys are doing, but, you know, you're called to that and I'm not. And I've had to say every time, I strongly disagree. And people will look at me like, you know, well, what are you talking about? How do you know what I'm called to do? And I'm like, well, because I've read it in the Bible. Every follower of Jesus Christ is called to serve and help the poor. There's over 2,000 verses that talk about it. It's inescapable. You know, if we really look at the Bible objectively and read it, and start with Matthew 25, and read that sermon, and it is a sermon, by the way, read it all the way to the end of the book, and there is a test. There's an exam at the end of Matthew 25, and there's an exam that we will all face, and it's, and what hangs in the balance is whether we go to heaven or whether we don't. And what does Jesus say the deciding factor is? When you did it to the least of these, you did it unto me. Not when you thought about it, when you did it to the least of these. And those who did and who cared for the poor, he says, welcome into my kingdom. And those who didn't, he says, go away from me. And friends, that's not a popular gospel in America these days. I understand that. But it's in the book. It's in the Bible. So if you're struggling with this, whether God wants to use you in this, whether it's God's will that you should give, I submit to you that it is his will that you give right now. God is the ultimate giver. We're created in his image. He wants us to be givers and lovers of people just like him. I thank you for your gifts. I thank you for considering giving. Be praying that God will move you to compassion.
Friends, you've been considering for the last several days, and it's we're getting to the point where it's decision time. There will be a limited opportunity to help these children before the ravages of their conditions overtake them. And we don't want to lose one of them. We don't want to lose a single one. Neither does Jesus, by the way, if you remember his thoughts on the matter. Not that one should perish. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. You can also give online at am570themission.com or use your smartphone, pound 250, and say keyword Haiti. When the operator answers, keyword Haiti, when you use pound 250. am570themission.com or 855-907-4673. See you next time.